Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Art's Game Show Party on Blog Talk Radio. Back after, at least 6 years or so of not being on. So we're back here in quarantine. Let me get our callers right now. Starting with first caller 0993. Hello, 0993.
Hi, it's Andrea.
Hi there. Okay, and let's get to next caller 4641.
What's going on, Art?
How you doing? And I know 7025.
Hi, Andrea.
7025. Hi there.
Hi.
70.
And yeah, hi, Holly. I heard you. And
hi,
I
Holly.
Have my 0621.
How are we doing?
How are you?
Very good.
Another week. Another quarantine.
Another week.
Another crazy stuff. I have no idea.
Last week, to occupy myself, John got a free bet on online betting, which I signed up, you know, on the computer. If you go with the app, last week they had an offer that you couldn't lose. So I got myself a used iPad 2, because iPad 1s, they work on the plane, but they don't do this app. And now I'm convinced it had virus on it. When it came in the mail.
Oh,
you know me, Mike. Well, they're you.
Oh,
but I have to get that working there. I didn't realize I could actually do it on the phone. That wasn't a bad deal if you join. Mike, are you a member of that online betting?
What site?
New York.
Oh, NYRA.
NYRA.
Yes.
Because sometimes they have
some
good deals. Free bets. Or put $25
yes,
in and
remember.
They'll match it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I'm sure you got the app.
Let me ask you, Art. Have you thought you had one called Fox Bet?
No. Where is that? That's not a New York one, is it?
Well, it's an app, and it's open for everything. It's open to everybody.
And, you know, I just came to realize one thing, which I think we realized long ago. Apple was a very quirky and tightly held company with their computer. They never shared anything. It's much harder to get the apps installed on their devices than the Androids, I noticed. Androids, you can just go right through your computer, and there's many options, and the Apple has to go right through their little central Apple
thing. App Store, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Anyway, that's my little gripe there. We got, let me remind people to call on in at 516-387-1915. You got about another, 13, 12 minutes to get in, and then we keep going to 11:30. We're going to have some general knowledge trivia today, and then I guess, Ron, you're going to follow us?
You got it. It's coming up a little later, and we'll be playing our other game. We call it, if you haven't seen In Other Words, you ever heard of board game?
No, is this something
Ron,
new?
You have to send me the link.
Yeah, it's called. I sent you the link already on your email.
Thanks, Ron.
Okay, I'll send you the regular link on your face on your messenger in just a few minutes. Okay, stand by. By the way, it's like a game. It's like the game Double Talk.
No, Ron, send it to my email.
Yes, I'll do
double
that.
Talk like,
I did
double. Are we talking Double Talk like the old game show?
Yes.
Oh, I used to play that years ago.
Yeah, and that's why I got this. I have a lot of questions right here, so it's going to be good. It's going to be a good game anyway.
Yes, known as Shooting for the Stars with Jeff Edwards, the first TV show I ever saw in person.
Mm-hmm.
My dad and I won $2. We really did, but we could have won more. I did not get my half of the puzzle, which was Ditto Feline.
Ditto Feline?
Anyone know it?
Oh, God.
Copycat.
I know cats. I know
copycat,
cats is the second word.
Yes,
oh,
and I just had my very first cat at the time. Well, kind of like second cat, but we don't count the first one, but that's a long story. But and feline.
Is that the game show Shoot for the Stars?
What?
It's like the show Shoot for the Stars.
Right, Shoot for the Stars was the very first show that I had tickets for to see in person, which was kind of cool. I never saw, you know, I lived in Brooklyn, and I always wanted to see a live game show. Never got out there. You know, when I was a kid, Jeopardy was from New York, and we had a lot of game shows. And I just never made my way to 30 Rockefeller Center. And then my sister, Holly, you remember, you went ice skating.
Yes.
At 30 Rock. And when you were ice skating, my dad and I went into NBC Studios, and we saw Shoot for the Stars. They wanted the audience to like the game, so they played a little audience game for some small cash. And I did not get my half of the clue. But I know what a feline is now. I don't know why. I didn't know that word at 15. And I'm a cat lover. I'm ashamed of myself.
Right.
Ron, did you know that one?
Remember,
ditto feline?
Yeah, it was the copycat. It was the answer. But I got cats on the first on the second half anyway, but I remember. How about the game show? You know, I actually went to one game show that I went to, and it was down at, if I remember, it was 106th Street in Manhattan, and that's using the BAT. They had a show called Remote Control.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and I was in the audience, and true, and I was in the audience for two episodes, and I had a crazy time over the program anyway. And that's
Are
great.
You talking
and
about Remote Control, the game show where they
the
went through
show,
the
yeah.
wall if they lost?
That's it, yes. Because the wall of shame, they call it anyway. But it is fun because
so
I was
they
there
just watched right through
two
the wall.
Episodes. Something, so all then somebody was like lifting up the other, like sideways through the wall, and sometimes some monsters behind it. I have no clue. And then they have the snack break.
And the audience had to sing, hey, 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 goodbye.
Yes, or it says, hit the road, Jack. Don't you ever come back no more. They did that in the TV version. So it was fun because I had a good time. I met Colin Quinn after the show, and so it came over for a number of times. I had a blast on the show. It was so much fun, even though it's been there for about five seasons. I've been there for two shows, so I wish they ever
you know what
a
I, you know what show? You know what show I missed that, and Ron, you probably remember it, Mike, I don't think you would remember this one. 2001, they had a show called Smush, where you had to smush clues together into, like, words
yeah.
together.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember when it was on. And it was on
over,
USA
right.
a long time ago. And it was on
Yeah, they
USA.
Had high hopes for it, and it just kept on moving later and later and later. I remember they did that to Late Night Liars also. That was GSN.
That
kept on moving. When a show moves to, like, 1 a.m., it's never a good thing. DSN is airing Divided there now.
Hey, by the way, I also found out today, because I just looked at, yeah, have you, remember, you have Pluto TV on your phone or your computer?
Did I have what on my computer?
Game Show Network. You have Pluto.
Oh, well,
Pluto
I think...
TV.
I don't pay for that. Would I have that for free?
It's free, yes.
I guess I have it then.
And probably, if you check it out, if you download it for free, they have, and this is true, I'm not kidding, they have Buzzer and they have Game Show Network. Or should I say GSN2, they call it anyway. And I found out
cool.
that, what? That, yeah, so check it out. It's right. It's on Pluto right now, so. Check it out. This is great.
I hear
if you want to download
GSN Classics Network with some of their old shows like Inquisition and Throat and Neck, perhaps also that they have all their oldest on like a GSN alternate network.
Yeah.
What channel?
And I don't even know what channel that is. It was something I had just heard of. It's like a digital thing that. I think it's on the smart TVs, the Samsung smart TVs. I have a Magnavox smart TV.
Wait a minute. I have a Samsung. As a matter of fact, I do have a Samsung with me. No, the Samsung Galaxy, I can find out if they have it.
Yeah, that would be good. Hey, listen, we lost Andrea. Where did she go?
Andrea, she's still with us?
Didn't like our conversation.
No, she's not.
Well, she's...
So I was going to start the game once we can get all the people in here.
So who do
we
have?
Some knowledge. What?
We have Ron.
Okay, we have, another...
we have
yeah.
you, Holly,
sure.
we have Mike,
oh,
and we have Ron.
Yeah.
Which is okay. We know Ron will follow us. And then Phil, I think, is doing something today. Oh, she dropped. Yeah, I don't know what to do with a dropped caller. It says she had dropped, and I don't even know how that works.
I have no idea.
I think they just have to call back in if they want to. You know, the Blog Talk screens have changed over the years. This is a lot different than it was back when we started on the beta. I mean, it's not bad looking now. I know, let's see, I think everybody but Holly has an account, right? Ron, you still have an account. You never closed it.
I still do. Yeah,
and
I
Mike,
do.
You,
well,
you still have your account because I saw it up there.
I certainly do.
So you can look at their new layout. It's about the same. You know, there's a lot more. I think there's a lot more people, and it's more established now, I guess. It has people that have followings. But we'll get to our game. We got some general knowledge trivia, and so we'll play this, and then talk a little bit more about any game show news. I mean, not much happening. The shows that were taped for summer are coming on. Shows like Pyramid that did not get to tape yet, because they booked in April, those are kind of like not even advertised this summer. So hopefully they'll be back in 2021. And I'm okay with getting an audition with them. I certainly don't
mind
the delay.
Sure you are.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm tired
of it. Now that I know what they're looking for, and they'll only change it now. But let's take a look at these questions. According to one study, and I know I have at least two sports people here. How many minutes are actually played? This was a study during the average American football game.
Oh, wow.
Well, let's see. I know it's four quarters in the game. So
I'll give you the choices.
Know 15 minutes. I know 15 minutes a quarter. So.
I got choices for you. Yeah, we have 25, 11, and 45. Now, actually played, and that's an average.
God. You know, the average
11,
the
25, and 45?
Yeah, 11, 25, and 45.
You know, this is crazy, but an average, I think,
guess.
About 11 minutes average.
I'm going to take a guess.
I think so.
45.
Because
they go on.
I'm
going
to say 45.
I'm going to take 45.
But, you know, considering what I've seen, you know, it.
So we have a 45,
you know,
a 25, and Mike, what do you want to say?
I say 25.
All right, so 25 is our majority answer.
I want to make a different opinion. I will say 11 minutes.
Yeah, well, Ron, we have to take your first guess. It was 11 minutes. It
I
actually
was
right.
11 minutes actually playing?
Sorry.
You're kidding me.
I say, have to take your first guess. All right, let's go to the next
when
one.
So the rest of the time, they just have the cheerleaders and the commercials.
Well,
and, you know,
it's a lot of stuff going on. You know, I kind of figured it was going to be kind of on the low side because I thought it would have been more than 11. The one-hour price
was
right.
I
they
thought
asked
it was more
me,
than 11 also.
They actually figured out how much is actually done playing games as opposed to, you know, commercials and, or plugs for prizes.
Right,
and
Jennifer Lopez, you know, humping the pole. Is that?
You know, so Price is Right an hour is only 18 minutes of actual game time.
That's a gif. God, that's a gif.
So I thought it was going to be on the low side. Here's the next question. Which of the following was not one of the original six NHL teams? We have the Detroit Red Wings. We have the Pittsburgh Penguins, the Boston Bruins, and the New York Rangers. Not one of the original six.
I think the Pittsburgh Penguins because of the Boston
Penguins.
And the Rangers.
Penguins.
Correct. Penguins.
And that's correct. Penguins is right. Okay. Name the two explorers who claimed to discover the North Pole. The two explorers who claimed to discover the North Pole. Were they Robert Peary and Frederick Cook, Sir John Franklin and Captain Francis Crozier, or Roald Amundsen?
I think if you ask a question, you have to be required to know how to read the answers.
That's true. Hey, we're in archive. Roald Amundsen and Robert Falcon Scott.
Oh, God, this is a tough one. I will say B, the second one.
Well, that was John Franklin.
I don't even
Captain
have a guess.
Rosier. Any other guess?
I don't even have a guess.
It was
I'm going to go with Ron.
Cook. I wouldn't have known it. Peary and Cook.
Oh, loose.
Okay. What birds are excellent parents and can find their way back to their nest? 3,000 miles away, would they be the pigeon, the blue jay, or the starling? I don't know the answers until I click on it, and I'm going to pick one after you guys do.
I'm going
to say the starling.
But I say C. I think it's C.
You're going to go with the blue jays?
I'm going to say
the starling. And Ron, you're going to say the pigeon?
I would say starling.
Ron?
I say starling. See.
You're going to say the starling. Okay. And Mike, you said the blue jay?
No, I said the pigeon.
The pigeon. Okay. That could be. I'm going to click on it. I'm going to click on starling because the majority had that, and we'll find out the answer anyway. I'm going to pick starling. I don't know the answer, and the reason is same logic. I picked the answer that I think got me on Millionaire was what river connects the Great Lakes. This was on the written test to get on the show. What river connects the Great Lakes to the Atlantic Ocean? And I had Hudson for the longest time. And something dawned on me that if it was Hudson, I would have heard about it because it's right here. So I'm picking starlings because I don't know what they are. And if it was blue jays or pigeons, I think I would have heard this fact that they could fly 2,000 miles away. So that's my logic. But I'm gonna click on the starlings because the majority said that. And it's not, Mike, you were right. It's pigeons. So there goes that
one.
There goes that one.
Two of those dirty pigeons on Brighton Beach and Seagate would be the answer.
Okay. The term EGOT, which stands for Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony, which was earned by the lovely Rita Moreno on the new One Day at a Time, on Pop, John's channel, Holly.
Yeah.
Who coined the term? Which Miami Vice actor? Was it Don Johnson, Philip Michael Thomas, or Michael Talbot? Who coined the term?
I'm going to say Don Johnson.
The lead actor, Don Johnson.
Mike, you want to make it unanimous?
I'm going to say yes.
Don Johnson? Yeah, I might have went with that because I don't know the other two that well. No, it's Philip Michael Thomas.
Oh.
Oh. I thought Mike Davis left for Vegas. There's that buzzer. All right, I like this next one. I saw this. And we have Tiffany here waiting to hear the answer. True or false? Cats can be allergic to humans. We know a lot of humans are allergic to cats.
That's a crazy question, isn't it?
Cousin John and I was going to say the Pop Network, but not all of them are allergic to cats, I'm sure, but
I don't think so. It's gotta be false.
I don't think they can be allergic to humans. I'm gonna say no.
We're going with false.
I'm gonna say
no. Okay.
No,
it's true, believe it or not.
Oh,
it's true.
No.
What? What
Which actress?
How do you doubt they ever got worse at the humans? I have no idea why.
I want to say I actually know this one, but I don't. But I thought I heard this somewhere. Which actress who played a witch in Hocus Pocus is related to a woman who was accused of being a witch in the Salem witch trials? Was it Sarah Jessica Parker, Bette Midler, or Kathy Najimy?
Wow. Oh, God.
This is a tough question, too.
I'm going to say Sarah Jessica Parker.
I don't think
most people would be from that part of the world, so I'm going to say Sarah Jessica Parker.
That's what I'm going to say also.
I was leaning to point that out, but I think Kathy with Najimy is from mixed culture. So, you know, but let's take a look. So the majority says Sarah Jessica Parker, and it was Sarah Jessica Parker.
Okay. I mean, I kind of totally use logic on that. I didn't know, but I figured, you know, kind of where her people would be from.
All right, little geography question here. How many, according to the United Nations, how many countries are in Africa? 23, 48, or 54?
That's a long time.
38.
23, 48, 54. 48. We're going with
48,
Ollie?
Yeah.
Mike, you said 48?
48.
No, it's 54. I would have went with the 51 only because it tends to be a lot. Oh, yeah, there's the Mike Davis buzzer again. Okay. Who was the first president to be inaugurated in Washington, D.C.? Was it James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, or John Adams?
Now let me get this right. The first one, I know 1800s was Washington, D.C. inaugurated. I will say Madison.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to say Madison.
What were the choices?
John.
Madison, Jefferson, or John Adams?
I'm going to say Jefferson.
Okay, so we're going to go with Jefferson on that. We have two Madisons. Okay, let's click on Madison because it's the majority, but it was Jefferson. Mike, you were right.
Ah.
What year was that? I'm terrible at dates. What year was that?
Well, that would have been, that's pretty early on, I think, Jefferson. I don't have the year.
Early.
Sorry. Next question. When scientists first saw specimens of this Australian mammal, they thought it was a hoax. Was it the platypus, the echidna, or the kangaroo? When they saw the specimens of this mammal, they thought it was a hoax. Platypus, echidna, or kangaroo?
I'm going to say platypus.
I will go with second one, Zinga.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Zinga.
Echidna.
Yeah.
Ollie?
I'm going to say platypus.
So we have platypus. It was platypus.
Oh, okay.
Oh my.
What is an echidna? I never heard of that. What's an echidna?
I have no idea about that myself.
What company, I know this one, and I think you will too. I don't even have to give you choices. In 1949, this company, which is famous for its trading cards, the board game called Meet the Presidents. Do I have to give you clues?
Tops.
Tops is right, yeah. Mike got it right away. Yeah, I think the key word there is trading cards. There are other ones. True or false? Mm-hmm. Daddy Longlegs, Camp Ashray in Pennsylvania used to have tons of those. I remember those well. Daddy Longlegs, also known as harvestmen, are more closely related to scorpions than to spiders. True or false?
That was crazy.
I think true.
False.
Mike says false.
I think false. False.
I think true.
You say true, Ron?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm almost thinking it's too weird to be. I mean, it's so weird it's going to be true, but let's see. It is true, believe it or not.
Oh,
I thought that was a trick. Ron
that
gave himself a bell.
Huh.
Well, you learned something here. After the Mona Lisa was stolen from the Louvre in 1911, which famous... Yeah, I can't be very French like what's-his-name. Alex Trebek always knows how to pronounce those words. After the Mona Lisa was stolen from the Louvre in 1911, which famous artist was considered a suspect? Was it Edgar Degas? I know the pronunciation because I took art appreciation. Pablo Picasso or Georgia O'Keeffe? One of those doesn't make sense, but...
I think it's the first one that you know how to pronounce oh so well.
Degas?
Is there an A?
Degas? Holly?
Degas.
1911. Oh, God, I got to figure out my date. I don't know.
Hurry up, because we're running out of time.
All right, I'll say, I think Degas was earlier, and I don't know, I think his time. Let me say Georgia O'Keeffe.
Yeah, I didn't think she would be involved in this, but okay, we're going to click on Degas. No, it was Picasso, believe it or not.
Bad.
Okay.
Wow.
What real-life shipwreck inspired Moby Dick? Was it the Essex, the Two Brothers, or the Charles Carroll? Oh, this is our last question.
Okay, I'm going to take a shot. I will say Two Brothers.
What did you say?
I guess the Two Brothers.
Two Brothers. Herman Melville's Moby Dick. Any other guesses? The Essex,
what
Two Brothers.
I don't know.
The Essex, Two Brothers, or the Charles Carroll.
I'll say the Essex.
The Essex. Mike, you want to take a shot?
I can't even fathom a guess. I'll go with Ron's answer.
Oh, so we'll put a majority on the Two Brothers. Ron
exactly.
was wrong. Holly was right.
Oh, whoa.
Ron, give yourself a buzzer and give Holly a bell.
Holly got the bell anyway.
Yeah. All right. So that was good night trivia. Listen, this is just the start to kick off the night. We'll see if Phil tunes into your show, Ron. He said he's doing something afterwards. So we're going to see you in a couple of minutes.
5 minutes from right now, as a matter of fact, anyway.
Oh,
okay,
we're going to
see you.
My email address.
I sent you to ymail.com on your name anyway, and then I sent one to Gmail, so check one of those two, maybe you have it.
Oh, okay, let me check.
Holly, you have it in your Ymail and your Gmail.
Okay.
Mike, you know where it is by now, right?
The
Ron.
You're welcome. I'm going to have two other players on
the same
as well.
Yeah. Ron, make sure you send it to Mike because last week you forgot.
Oh, Mike Ferraro?
I think I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
But I'm also going to tell you, too, we also got two other new players. Also, we could have Gary with us in our next segment, so it's going to be very fun. So we're all going to be starting about 5 minutes ago.
We're going to give us a chance to log down here. We're going to get, we're going to get chopped off in a few minutes. So I'm going to thank everybody for calling in. And I'll see you in a couple of minutes on Ron's show. And I want to thank our listeners out there if you're listening during the week. We'll be here every Friday on the Game Show Party, 11 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. So it's 516-387-1915. See you next week.
Enjoy.
Thank you. Canada.